Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said following Tuesday's White House meeting with President Joe Biden, congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle were unwilling to compromise in debt limit negotiations. The meeting comes just over a week after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told lawmakers the U.S. will run out of tools to pay trillions of dollars in debt by June 1st. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said McCarthy still has not taken defaulting on the national debt off the table, which he called reckless, irresponsible, and extreme.
America must always pay our bills. A default would be catastrophic for everyday Americans, for small businesses, for people all across the land.
Congressional leaders are set to reconvene with President Biden again on Friday. A federal jury found former President Donald Trump sexually abused and defamed E. Jean Carroll, a writer who accused Trump of raping her in a dressing room in the mid-90s. Although Trump has been accused of sexual assault by more than two dozen women, Tuesday's verdict marks the first time he's faced legal consequences. Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopina, told CNN they're ready to proceed and go forward.
Strange verdict. This was a rape claim. It was a rape case all along, and the jury rejected that, but made other findings. So we'll obviously be appealing those other findings.
New York Representative George Santos has been criminally charged by federal prosecutors in New York. The exact nature of the charges are still unknown, but the Republican lawmaker accused of being dishonest about his background could appear in federal court as soon as this week. A Texas House committee advanced a measure Monday to raise the minimum age to buy semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21. Two Republicans joined Democrats in an 8-5 committee vote. Before the House convened on Monday, advocates made their voices heard at the Texas Capitol. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said he believes the measure to be unconstitutional. Finally, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills into law Monday, which intend to mitigate the influence of the Chinese government in the Sunshine State. The measures will prohibit land ownership in Florida by Chinese citizens, ban the use of popular Chinese-owned social media platforms like TikTok and WeChat on government devices, and limit colleges and universities from building relationships with foreign countries of concern like China.
So today, Florida makes it very clear. We don't want the CCP in the Sunshine State. We want to maintain this as the free state of Florida, and that's exactly what these bills are doing.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.